Comstock Investments, Joe Camp, a new market week is underway. What are we looking at?
Mostly lower for grains and the commodity space as a whole. We're seeing a carryover from last week in the volatility that popped up in the metals market. Once again, we had a huge correction lower. That's only after silver prices and gold, too, for that matter, had rocketed to, once again, all-time highs, only to on Friday have big downside movements for gold. That was at points over $500 an ounce down. For silver futures, down 35 and some change for the nearby contract on Friday. And now back and forth here this morning, both sides have unchanged. And you see the commodities as a whole really waiting for that guidance on how much lower they're going to go or if we see a rebound ensue. There's a lot going on with the metals and what they're saying about the economy as a whole, especially as it relates to U.S. monetary policy. We had last week the central bank meeting, no change on interest rates, but a lot of speculation stirred up about what's ahead for interest rates. That and the expectations for inflation certainly go into the metals as you have an investment hedge there. Also, the geopolitical uncertainty that's going on has been friendly for the metals. It was also friendly for the crude oil last week. We're seeing the crude futures take a breather here now to start out down about $2.50 to $3 lower per barrel. We have some de-escalation of tensions with Iran over the weekend to contribute to that weaker stance on the energy market. And that also can be connected back to the grains where we talk about a little bit more bearishness relative to the last several weeks on the biofuel front.
Comstock Investments, Joe Camp.